This is William Hill Racing Radio.
The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Irish Racing Podcast on Friday, October the 28th. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at a 8-race card at Dundalk. Full fields once again here tonight at Ireland's only all-weather track. Plenty of difficult-looking handicaps to get our teeth stuck into. I think we can have a couple of winners tonight. We'll take that and run, because like I say, very, very competitive stuff. We begin with the 5:30, which is a maiden over 6 furlongs, with a likely story, having plenty of attempts so far to get off the mark. 12, in fact. He's definitely worth taking on. And he finished third the other day in a race that I'm quite keen on. Went the way of Miss Power from the Edward Lynham Stadler. But Stable Companion Magic Bear was back in second, and she's the vote here this evening. I thought it was a really encouraging run by Edward Lynham's filly, first time off the shelf. She just got trapped in on the inside rail when she was trying to come with a little bit of a run, but by the time that she got extricated off that inside curb, Miss Power, Stable Companion, had flowed down the outside. But Magic Bear did some good late work to finish within a couple of lengths of that stablemate. And I think with just normal improvement, particularly now stepping up in trip, this filly by Kodiak, who's got a nice draw here tonight in stall number 2, makes plenty of appeal around about the 15-8 mark this morning.
Race 2.
On to the 6 o'clock then, which is race number 2. It's a 7-furlong nursery and a very competitive one at that as well. Roughly about 6-1 the field when I was looking early doors. The couple of the standout, well, not standout necessarily, but I think are worth an interest anyway, big prices. And there are a couple of runners who've had the 3 statutory runs to get a mark. They being Master Stonemason and Milo's Lass. We'll begin with Master Stonemason, who takes a little bit of explaining, because he's just had the 3 runs. All of them have been on a soft surface, so he probably hasn't had a chance to operate at the kind of level that Connections would have been liking. But that run the other day when finishing 7th behind Spanish Tenor, Clangowes and Statesman, that wouldn't be a bad return there. That was only going to beat 13 lengths. And considering he had a bad draw as well, he was drawn 14-14, I think we can slightly upgrade that. The winner has gone on to finish 4th, and a respected 4th as well in a Group 2 subsequently. The second has won 3rd in a maiden. And the Statesman fetched 90,000 guineas at the Horses in Training sale at Newmarket this week. So obviously one or two people are interested in that form line. Interesting as well that this horse has been ridden by Karen Kenny, the £7 apprentice, on its 3 runs so far today. Now Shami Heffernan takes over. I think that definitely signals the intent from the Connections of this horse that maybe tonight might well be the night. Draw 6 is certainly okay, and I've got a feeling, like I say, this horse can outrun its odds. The other one to mention is Milo's Lass, who's also had the 3 statutory runs from the Edward Lynham stable, and once again was noted doing some good late work on its last start to get a handicap mark of 64 behind the likes of Holistic Approach, Ice Canyon and Spirit of Valor. Now, Spirit of Valor has operated at a good level since that particular performance. He's gone on to win, and he also finished 3rd in a group race of the day at Leopardstown. So once again, that form isn't too bad in comparison to what this horse faces tonight. Robbie Downey's taking the 3 off, and I think Milo's the last. She can run well at tall odds in that second race.
Race number 3.
On to the third race then, which is another 2-year-old contest. This time it's a maiden over 1 mile. All eyes are going to be on the highest rated horse in this race, Massive Central, having had 3 attempts, and he's run to a fair level of form already. He's already been well back this morning, but I can't resist a few quid each way on First Primo from the in-form Mickey Halford stable. Mickey had 2 winners here the other night. Once again, he's beginning to get his horses revved up for the Dundalk All-Weather Carnival. And this horse certainly caught the eye first time out behind much experienced Room to Roam. Back in second was a lovely horse of Charles O'Brien's called Cape of Eagles, which also got sold this week for a tidy price at the Horses in Training sale. So I think the form of that race is quite good. And I like the way this horse finished off his race to be a never nearer third. Certainly wasn't overly punished, in keeping with a lot of how Mickey's horses run first time out. I think the extra furlong should suit him. He could have done with a better draw in trap 12, but to be fair, they are swinging wide into the home straight at the moment at Dundalk, so I'm not necessarily an inside draw that massive of an advantage as it used to be. So first primo each way at 6-1 is the choice in race 3.
Race 4.
On to race number 4 then, and it's the first of the competitive older horse handicaps. This one is over a mile. And once again, Mickey Halford has got a strong hand here in the shape of Riziki, who caught the eye very much the other day over this set course and distance in a much better race than this. That was a 0-98 behind the likes of Hurricane Cass and Secret Wizard. That form has already been advertised by He's Our Music, who finished third and, of course, went on to win a claimer the following week. I like the way this horse is staying on pretty eye-catchingly in the latter stages of that race, and you'd certainly give it the benefit of the doubt off the back of a run since August. Prior to that, he'd also shown good form here last year, this time last year actually, when winning a maiden in pretty convincing fashion by 3 lengths. He's got a good draw tonight on the inside, and I'd expect a much more polished display from his better draw tonight from Mickey Halford's Riziki, who is the choice in race number 4.
Race 5.
On to the big race of the night then, which is a listed contest. This comes up at 7:30. And the English look as though they've mean business here. They send two over, Red Box and Desert Haze. Both of them have got obviously be respected. But I'm going to once again stick up the home contingent as the most likely winner-finding route in the shape of Kadra, who has to be the number one choice in the Mickey Halford barn. This filly has already shown a good liking to this all-weather terrain here at Dundalk by winning both of her two starts pretty readily so far today. She quickened up really well to win here the last day, beating Stab and Companion Indora, who was well backed on that occasion. And although she's yet to race over a mile on this surface, the way she races certainly suggests that she will get the trip no problem whatsoever. She's got a nice middle draw tonight with Pat Smullen booked, who did the steering last time out. Confidence is high that this filly by Holy Roman Emperor can go well here tonight for very much an informed stable. And the other one to keep on side as well is Hibiscus. Now, I keep banging on about this horse until I'm blue in the face, but I'm convinced that this filly is quite a useful tool. But she just hasn't had a chance to operate at the level I expected on her last two starts. She got a terrible run through from a bad track position two starts ago, nice on heavy ground. And then Shami Heffernan took the ride here the other day, and he might as well have just sent his photo in, to be honest, because he had her at the back of the field. And she got into all sorts of trouble as the pace increased off a slow gallop. So, like I say, last two runs have really been a write-off, to be perfectly honest. But she's got some decent form over a mile and a quarter and on a good surface as well. I've got a feeling this quicker terrain will help her tonight. Whether a mile is probably just short of her best is open to question, but I do like Hibiscus, and hopefully I'll be proven right in the not-too-distant future that this filly is definitely capable of winning a race of this nature. The main choice is Kadra, but do keep an eye on Hibiscus.
Race number 6.
On to race number 6 then, and this is the race of the night for me with regards punting. I've got a really strong view in this particular contest, and the choice here is Wins a Lot from the in-form Henry de Bromhead stable. In-form in pretty much both codes, because not only has he been doing really well over hurdles and fences with his National Hunt horses, he actually won here with a 20-1 poke here 2 nights ago. So we've definitely got to pay a lot of respect to Henry de Bromhead. And this Windsor Lot ran an absolute stormer from a bad draw here the last day when finishing runner-up behind Vale of Stars, who obviously reopposes here tonight. Now, the difference tonight could well be the draw. If you have a look the other day when I tipped Vale of Stars, she was favourably drawn in stall 1, whereas Winslot was drawn in stall 12. But tonight, they've completely flip-flopped. Winslot's drawn stall 1, and Vale of Stars is drawn 14. Now, that draw differential is definitely worth more than the length winning margin that there wasn't between them on that occasion. So I've got a feeling that Winslot is going to turn around the form tonight. Plus the fact that he's got the visor on for the first time, he just takes a little bit of stoking. He was a little bit lazy in the early stages here the last day, and Smullen had to get right stuck into him to get him into a competitive position. But once he engaged his mind, he was a fairly straightforward conveyance. But he's got to go well tonight, simply on the mechanics of that draw and his run here last time out in a good time figure. Wins a lot, real rock solid each way bet at 4-1 with William Hill this morning.
Race 7.
On to the penultimate race in 8:30. And the one that stands out here is the old-timer Star Lynx. Now, he's dropped down to a very favourable mark with New Connections. Of course, he used to be trained in the UK by Sylvester Kirk. He had his first run for New Connections the other day over what looked an inadequate trip in the hands of this Danny Sheehy. And I like the way he stayed on in the latter stages to finish an ever nearer fifth behind Appointment Only in a very strongly run time figure race. The second, Dark Alliance, who I tipped here the other day, bolted up for Mickey Halford and boosted the form on. Not only that, so did Appointment Only as well. He finished second here the other night. So this form is absolutely bang on the money. This is a much weaker race. And because, like I say, we've got Danny Sheehy taking £10 off. This horse is absolutely loose here tonight off a featherweight. Could have done with a better draw in all fairness, but Star Lynx is a wise enough old cookie to hopefully get himself into a decent position and come storming down the home straight down the middle of the track. So Star Lynx each way, round about 6-1 this morning is the choice there.
And the final race.
On to the final race on the card then, and there's no bounds about it. This is the hardest race on the card for me. I haven't got much of an opinion. If you held me down to a selection, I'd probably go for John Fiend's Charge Paragrid on the basis that he's run all his best races here on this surface. He hasn't really shown as though he's got a liking for the turf, but here at Dundalk he's shown a good level of form. In fact, his only career win came here back in March early on this year. Good effort the other day over tonight's course and distance in a claimer behind Here's Our Music, but to be fair, he had absolutely little chance at the weight because the winner, Here's Our Music, is a good 85 rated performer when he's on song, as of course he was on that particular occasion. But I like the way John Fiend's Charge plugged on all the way down the home straight to get himself in within half a length of the winner in the closing stages. Nicely priced this morning, around about 6-1 with William Hill. I'll go with Paragrid each way in the final contest. That's it for now. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Please do join us again on Sunday, where we're going to be taking a look at a 7-race jumps card from Galway, beginning at 1:10. So look forward to catching you then. From me, it's goodbye for this podcast for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.